From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Welcome back to the program. My guest tonight is the editor of the New York Times Crossword Puzzle, and his book is Will Shortz's Favorite Crossword Puzzles. Please welcome Will Shortz. Will! What's up, baby?
Well, he may be a TV celebrity now, but he'll always be our puzzle master, and he joins us now from New York. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. That's so cute that you did that.
I knew you weren't expecting it. You appeared on The Daily Show this past week, and you did sort of a Weekend Edition Sunday puzzle with Jon Stewart.
Absolutely. I did, you know, you saw it. Every answer was a phrase with the initials JS. And he's very sharp, very fast. He got the answers, and he was funny besides.
Oh, he was very funny. You had helped him out with a crossword puzzle a while ago when he was going to propose to his now wife, right?
Right, right. The puzzle still hangs on their wall at home.
It was so funny when he said, if I got the wrong answer, I'd have to marry a different woman. Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Oh, yeah. It was great to see you there. Great to see you. Well, we're glad to have you on our program now. And since, you know, you got into this idea of doing a Weekend Edition Sunday puzzle with Jon Stewart, I think we should repeat the clue that you gave for the actual Weekend Edition Sunday puzzle last week.
Yes, it came from listener Matt Jones of Portland, Oregon. And I said, take two exclusively male first names, 5 and 6 letters respectively. Switch the initial letters, and you'll get two exclusively female first names, also 5 and 6 letters. What are they?
And what was your answer?
Well, my intended answer was Boris and Donnie, which makes Doris and Bonnie. We also accepted Alan, A-L-L-E-N, and Elisha, which becomes Ellen and Alicia when you switch the initial letters.
Well, only about 300 correct entries were received this week, and we have the feeling it had to do with that email virus that's going around, although we did get a few through the post office. And our randomly chosen winner is Brandon Rogers from Yelm, Washington. Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Yelm. Where's Yelm?
Yelm is southeast of Olympia, Washington. It's a couple hours north of Portland.
Wow, it sounds like a fabulous crossword puzzle clue. What do you do there for a living?
I work in Portland, Oregon, and I'm the training coordinator for the AmeriCorps VISTA program at the Northwest Regional Educational Laboratory.
Oh, all right. Now, are you a puzzle player? Have you been playing puzzle for a long time?
I have been addicted ever since I heard Carl Castle on the show back in 98,
wow.
I think.
My goodness. I understand, actually, you were once a runner-up in one of our contests.
Actually, and since then, I've submitted two puzzles that have been used on air. And I'm hoping after one more selection, you'll refer to me as your old pal. I want to be the next Merle Regal.
No, nobody is Merle Regal. We'll have to figure out a different moniker for you. Well, that really puts the random and randomly chosen winner. It's really amazing. So now here you are on the air. You've submitted puzzles, but now you have to play. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let my 15 minutes begin.
Well, half that you can save, you know, save some for later. You don't want to blow it all now. We'll meet Brandon, and let's play.
All right, Brandon, sounds like you're an expert. Every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which one word starts with a B and the other with P, but are otherwise pronounced the same. And the B and P words can come in either order. For example, if I said a young fellow's equilibrium, you would say boy's poise.
Okay.
All right, number one is Playboy Club waitress who likes wordplay.
Punny Bunny?
Mm-hmm. Punny Bunny is it. Number two, an ebony-colored award that hangs on a wall.
Black plaque?
That's it. Fans of the Green Bay football team.
Packer backer.
Packers backers is right. Gossip columnist Rona's talking birds.
Barrett's parrots.
That's it. Things a baseball player facing the pitcher says.
Baseball player facing the pitcher would be batter's patters.
Batter patter,
nice.
Is it. Arrival of a baby in an Australian city.
Oh, Perth's birth.
Perth birth is right. Earlier kind of pipe.
Let's see, a pipe that starts with a,
arrival sort of.
B, well, huh?
Yeah, the pipe starts with B, an earlier kind of pipe. think
Boy,
of a word.
Boy, Ian, this is where you jump
Oh,
in.
No, sweetie, you're doing so
on
well.
All of the,
Far be it from me to actually interfere in all of this right now, especially with the hardest clue of all.
Well, you know, I shouldn't have given up smoking.
An early form of pipe.
Earlier kind of pipe.
Bowler? No, we had bowler.
I'm just drawing
I can only think of a meerschaum pipe, but that's not helping me at all.
I stumped you both.
You did.
Okay,
you got me.
It's a Prior Briar.
Oh, of course. All right.
Prior Briar. Try this. Indiana Senators baked desserts.
Buys pies.
Buys pies. Is it? And your last one, a rustic who grows jack-o'-lanterns.
A bumpkin pumpkin.
A pumpkin bumpkin.
Wow.
Good job.
Wow. Brandon? You're a puzzler, aren't you?
I can go to my happy place now. I didn't do too badly.
You did. Excuse me. You got all but one, and it was the one that we did. You know, we were stumped on.
Right.
You did great, Brandon, and you just did great. Well, and we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get the Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and The Puzzle Master Presents from...
Wow.
It's a great book. It's wonderful. And Volume 2 is on its way. Tell us your public radio station.
I'm a subscriber to KPLU in Tacoma, Washington.
No kidding. I love that, the subscriber bit. Brandon Rogers in Yelm, Washington. You are great. Keep those puzzles coming. And thanks for playing with us today.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, our listeners need a puzzle they can work on for the next week. What do you have?
Name certain toppings for a salad. Two-word phrase, each word having 7 letters. The letters in the first word are all from the first half of the alphabet, and the letters in the second word are all from the second half of the alphabet. What is it? And here's a hint. You can put these things on or in a salad. So again, salad toppings, 7-7, two-word phrase. The letters in the first word are all from the first half of the alphabet, and the letters in the second word are all from the second half. Name the toppings.
Okay. And if you put them in your salad, you'll know the answer. And when you know it, put it in an email. Send it to puzzle@npr.org. Once again, that's puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, @npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who celebrates his birthday this Tuesday. And he joined us from our New York Bureau. Will, thanks a lot and happy birthday.
Thanks a lot, Leah.
Will Shortz has been